We were on the call yesterday when the Federal Reserve Chair said there's only so much he can do to get the economy out of this mess. I'm David Brancaccio. America's central banker-in-chief offered a, choose your word, dour, dreary, forbidding assessment of the economy after his policymaking team's last interest rate meeting before the election. The outlook is, quote, highly uncertain given the pandemic. Jay Powell left the world with the strong impression that interest rates will stay near zero until a college freshman now becomes a college senior, the year 2023. But Powell also made it clear there are things the Fed cannot do. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was on that video briefing and joins us now live. What can't the Fed do?
Well, Powell made it clear the Fed only has the power to lend money. It can't make grants. That's Congress's job.
These are lending powers, not spending powers. The Fed cannot grant money to particular beneficiaries. We can only create programs or facilities with broad-based eligibility to make loans to solvent entities with the expectation that the loans will be repaid.
And David Powell said another relief package from Congress will likely be needed. He pointed out that roughly 11 million people are still out of work due to the pandemic.
Yeah, and this is the first Fed meeting since Powell unveiled a new policy on letting inflation run hotter before intervening.
It is. The new policy is the Fed will aim for inflation to come in at an average of 2%, letting it go a bit higher if it's been below that for a while. Even if unemployment is low, the Fed used to raise rates to head off inflation right away when the jobless rate fell. The thinking was workers could demand higher salaries, pushing up prices. But now the Fed will sit tight because it takes longer for the Black and Hispanic jobless rates to come down. The idea is give everybody a chance to find a job without worrying so much about the economy heating up.
But we cover the wealth gap here. What did Powell say about income inequality?
He was asked about that a couple of times. I asked him about it. He said economic inequality holds back the economy. Powell said people are stuck at the lower end of the income spectrum. They have limited mobility, so they can't move for jobs. But Powell said there's only so much the Fed can do about these problems.
The thing is, we don't really have the tools to address those. We have interest rates and bank supervision and financial stability policy and things like that, but we can't get at those things through our tools.
Powell said these are issues for elected representatives.
To Congress. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you on Fed duty there. This morning, London's 100 share index is down 0.8%. Here, S&P and NASDAQ futures reached down about 1%. Today, we'll get the latest count of people who signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week. Forecasters expect the number to hold steady at about 870,000 after layoffs. A week ago, more than 13 million people were on unemployment. That would be a historic high in any year other than 2020. Demand for new houses continues to grow briskly, something the Census Bureau data later today are likely to show. Very low interest rates are part of this, contributing to a housing shortage, and builders are trying to recruit people. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
In a workshop at Carver Vocational Technical High School in Baltimore, a small group of teenage boys huddles around instructor Herbert Johnson. Wearing hard hats, safety glasses, and, of course, masks, they watch as he measures and cuts a sheet of drywall.
I'm 38 and a quarter, so I'm good.
This class is part of a summer training program. Students learn basic carpentry skills like safety, construction math, and how to use tools. It's a partnership between the Home Builders Institute, Baltimore City Public Schools, and the State Department of Juvenile Services. 18-year-old Jaheim Lewis says he's always liked to build.
I built my sister a little dollhouse. Before my father passed, he'd been building stuff, so I've been looking up to him. And now, look at me, I'm here.
Lewis will finish with an industry-recognized certificate that could lead to an entry-level job.
We hope to get students out of high school making $12 to $15 an hour, and the industry itself pays very well. I mean, there's a shortage.
Ed Brady is CEO of the Home Builders Institute, a nonprofit training group. And yes, he said shortage, as in labor, even though more than 20 million people are out of work.
Before COVID, we were 250,000 to 300,000 empty jobs in our industry. Now, pandemic has caused unemployment, but that doesn't mean they're skilled labor.
And Brady says not enough young people are learning those skills. Carver career and technology teacher Lynn Rue says even students who choose trades tend to be drawn to fields like nursing or engineering.
A lot of times, initially, students don't necessarily see the value in being in the construction trades because they glamorize some of the other ones.
To recruit more workers, the Builders Institute has launched programs in more than 100 high schools around the country. It's also targeting underrepresented groups like women, veterans, and people involved in the justice system. Jaheim Lewis has been in and out of detention since he was 11 years old.
I just had to turn my life around. Like, I couldn't do it no more. I felt, well, though, I'm 18, I got two kids now. I got a boy and a girl, two and one. I got more to look forward to now. I'm trying to be better.
Lewis grabs a screw gun and gets back to work hanging drywall. He'll finish high school in the spring and wants to go on to college. In the meantime, he should have no trouble using his new skills to land a job. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And snowflake, no longer just an ice crystal or a pejorative term for a progressive person. Stock in a data storage company called Snowflake soared in its first day of trading yesterday, more than doubling, up 111%. It's down about 4% in pre-market trading this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.